So let's do a little name dropping. Who do you have on the album so far?
I got Dro, I got Quick and AMG, I got Snoop Dogg, I got Mac 10, Blasted Malone, and Butch Cassidy, that record that's been on the radio. That's actually from my album. And also Mac 10's Soft White album. They're going to put it on there too. I got this new kid named Young Sinatra from the Bay that I like a lot. I got Mitchie Slick representing San Diego. I got Bishop Lamont. I got the Federation. They represent the Bay too. I got the Young Hogs. I got B-Real from Cypress Hill. I got the Dog Pound. I got Topic from West Covina. I think Damani's gonna get on with, I think I'm gonna sneak the Damani record on there. And then I got a song with a whole bunch of different artists at the end, you know what I mean? Like Bad Luck, Mike Stroh, Dro, J-Rock, I mean, all.
Oh, that's the West Coast roll call, right?
Yeah, the West Coast roll call. We added a few people to the version I'm putting out, but I know you guys might have heard the song, but, you know, I mixed it and changed it up a little bit, added some other people on it, 211s on it, a lot of people on it.
Okay, and I heard you got a big remix on there.
Yeah, I might be doing this remix, yeah, with the Snoop Dogg song, so I'm just trying to figure that out today, actually.
Which one? The What's My Name?
No, I'm doing this, I might do this remix of a song called Snooper Man, but I may add Above the Law on it because he actually rapped over their beat.
Oh, you mean this, oh, yeah, I heard that, the over the Black Superman beat.
Yeah, so I may add the Above the Law on it. I'm actually trying to track them down now to see if I can get them on a remix, put it out with them on it.
So, you know, which are your personal highlights on the album? Do you have, like, a favorite?
You know, I like Quick and AMG song a lot.
So,
like,
is it a Fixer song?
It's a Fixer song, yeah.
Okay.
I like them. I like Dro. I like Dro, how he started the record off. I like the Young Hog song, too. It's very creative.
Were these all songs that were specifically recorded for the project?
Yeah, these are all, like, newer songs.
Okay.
For the actual album, yeah. Like, them, you know, pick different songs from different people, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I heard Dub CNN is represented on there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I used Dub CNN as actually the correspondent, you know, in the skits. You know what I mean? The little reporter girl, my girl Tiffany, she's the reporter on there. She actually reported for DubCNN.com, so I wanted to throw y'all in there because I've been on your site a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, I had to show some love.
Okay, and so what's the release date for Westside Radio?
I'm looking at October 30th. Now it's going to be like November 15th or something, somewhere in the middle of November, so.
Okay, are you planning to shoot a video?
Yeah, I actually done a video for Dro Song in the Jordan Down Project. That's on the DVD, because this is actually a DVD with the record, too, that I'm putting as a bonus, you know what I mean? Like, buy it, you get a DVD also with the interviews with a lot of the guys that are on the record, and a couple of videos, one of them being the Dro Song that we shot in the Jordan Down Project. Which is a lot of fun, man. It was crazy. You know, the whole Jordan Down Project came out on the Friday night, and we shot this video. It was fucking crazy.
I read somewhere that it's a double CD. Is that correct, or is it just a DVD? That's
it's an album and then a DVD, but it's all in one.
Okay.
For the same price, you know what I'm saying? I'm not charging extra for the price. That's just my bonus little DVD I gave everybody. Just some interviews and stuff. You know, people like the interviews that I do, so I wanted to talk to all the artists on this so people could get to know them more. You know, the Westside album is more a representation of Westside Radio, but it's also like a platform for the newer guys. You know what I mean? I want to give them their shot, like the J-Rocks and the Topics and the Glass and Malones and the Young Hogs. And you know, because I could have just went and got all the namers, you know, and put Too Short and E-40 and, you know what I mean, just do all that. And that's cool, but I wanted to show that's what Westside Radio is about. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I hope that the next big dude comes off that record.
Right.
So it's like, you know, people look back and go, damn, you know, Westside Radio, but he had a good ear because that motherfucker's hot now, you know what I'm saying? That's the next shit, so that's what the whole thing is.
You should have a Julio G anthem on there, a new one.
Yeah, I may do it. You know, I'm kind of preparing for the second record. The second record is going to be a little more, you know, it's going to be a little different. You know what I mean? It's going to be a little different, the second one. I have a better idea, I think, for the second record. This first record was just, you know, like doing it, but I learned a lot doing it. You know what I mean? I learned a lot of things that I should have done in the earlier phase, and things that I should have had wrapped up at the end already. But you know, it is what it is. That's do you live and learn. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, the next one's gonna be a little different.
Okay. And you were at the Cali is Active video shoot. What kind of an experience was that?
Well, you know, it's always good to get everybody together. You know what I mean? It's always, you know, I brought my daughter and her little friend out. You know what I mean? And it's just good to get everybody together. I think that, you know, people have this impression of the West Coast, like, you know, not even just people. I think just the West Coast, too. You know what I mean? Has this impression of us not being, like, more together. You know what I mean? And I think we actually... Sorry, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we actually are more together than people think. You know what I mean? I think that we as the West Coast, and, you know, now when I say we, I mean, you know, myself as DJs and artists, I think we need to highlight a little bit more of the togetherness instead of kind of living on this hype that you think people don't get along. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's some... It's not true. You know what I mean? It's not true at all. You know what I mean? I've been in studios where it'd be Bloods and Crips. But, because, you know, it's like, that's cool. Like, that's like, everybody knows everybody from somewhere. That's what I try to tell artists, you know what I mean, all the time. You know, I'm always trying to talk to artists, because they always listen to what I say, because I've been in the game so long, you know what I mean? But I always tell them, like, look, man, you know, back in the 80s, like, King T, Eazy-E, Compton's Most Wanted, Tiny T, you know, they'll all be in the same party. But, and they actually might have not hung out all in one circle, but they were all, everybody was cool. And these are all different motherfuckers from Compton. Compton has a bunch of different sides. People don't like each other like that in Compton. We had, like, all kind of different people from all different sides, but nobody ever, like, they never said nothing. If they had nothing good to say, they just didn't say nothing. That's what I tell West Coast artists. Dog, if you ain't got shit good to say about a motherfucker, just don't say nothing.
Right.
That's the best way to do it. It's just like, if you have nothing good to say, just don't say nothing. Just say you think he's cool. And leave it at that. Because that's what hurts us, you know what I mean? People, they really don't be that serious. I've been in studios with Bloods and Crips and all that. Like, nobody's on that shit, man. Everybody knows that everybody's from somewhere. That's not what we're there. The basis of why we're there is to try to create some music, to create an avenue and something that's gonna, you know what I mean, do something for your kids and do something to better you, you know what I mean, as a person. Or what can we do to do something for the neighborhood? What can we do to, you know, do something bigger and better? Like, a lot of people, you know, there's certain artists and people that feel that, you know, you gotta keep it so motherfucking real and it's gotta be just real. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta live it like that, and you gotta walk it like that, and you gotta prove it to people that you know, I'm really real. And it's like, that's cool. But, alright, you know what I mean? This is the music business. You know what I mean? Like, that don't really matter. You know what I mean? What really matters is, like, what you gonna do when you get successful, what are you gonna do with it? They gonna go give back to your community? Do you want all kids to think that it's about that? No, you gotta go and get back to the community. Like, you know, that's why I choose to do what I do. You know what I mean? I think out of all the radio DJs in Los Angeles, and not to just say it because, you know, I'm trying to sound like I'm better than anybody, because it's not about that. I've always just been like that. I do a lot of community work that people don't ever know about. You know, I was just in the Jordandown Project doing a talent show the other day for like 4 or 5 hours by myself. You know what I mean? People ain't gonna go on a Jordandown Project and go do a talent show with kids, pass out backpacks and shit. You know what I mean? And host the show and shit for free. You know what I mean? Got in my car, drove off, beautiful and great. You know what I'm saying? No problem. Compton, same thing. Englewood, same thing. It's like, I go to a lot of different things. I've been to a lot of jails, talked to a lot of kids. It's like, it's what you know, and West Side Radio is what people are attracted to. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's what they think it's like, and I'm from Linwood, and they think, like, it's like that, but when they get to meet, you know, I come out, that's not the persona that I'm, that's not what I want you to feed into. What I want you to feed into is that I am from the neighborhood, and I have some positive to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, I got some positive to show you by my actions, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't roll with 50 people and you know, we banging out, and you know what I mean? It's just gonna be one of my, I just don't do that, you know what I mean? conduct myself as a gentleman, you know what I'm saying, everywhere I go, because I feel I represent the West Coast, and I represent Latinos, too, and I represent myself, you know what I mean? And I just want to try to do whatever I can do to help young kids have a positive outlook, even if you live in the hood. I still live in the hood, you know what I mean? There's no problem with that. You know what I mean? I have no problem with that. I don't feel like I got to run anywhere or it is, you know, and I got to deal with the same shit everybody else deals with. Every time I go to the liquor store or the gas station, I got to watch my ass. You know what I mean? That's just life. You know what I'm saying? That's just the hood. You know what I mean? There's nothing new about that. You know what I mean? But I just be feeling like, you know, I'm a positive person, man. That's what I think, you know, like I tell artists, it's like, make your music, man. But whatever you do when you come outside, you got to put off a positive energy, man, because that's what's brought us down. People think that we're all fucking crazy. We're going to just fuck shit up and can't get along. And we, you know, when these niggas come in and watch that, you know, it's all good, dog. You know what I mean? It's really not all that. It's just how you approach it. You know what I mean? I've been lucky because I, you know, shit, I did a show with Dro, man, in Long Beach with Compton niggas there, Watts motherfuckers and Long Beach niggas all in one room. Man, I thought for sure this is it. You know what I mean? That's for sure, man. I thought this, I'm not even lying to you, after all the shit I've ever done in 20 years, I thought this night was it. I said, oh, man, you at the wrong fucking spot tonight. Now, I didn't know all these Compton niggas was going to be in here. I didn't know all these Watts niggas was going to be in here either. And now Long Beach niggas have stepped in. Just, you know, they don't get along like that. You know what I mean? But you know what happened? It was all love. Compton niggas got up there and performed, rocked it. Everybody clapped. Dro got on, represented Watts, rocked it. Everybody clapped. A couple Long Beach guys got up there, rocked it. Everybody clapped. And it was all love, dog.
That's dope.
It was an understanding. There was OGs there. There was like I'm talking about OGs were there that you probably ain't stepped out the house in years. But everybody was like, there was an understanding in the room, man. It was that we're not here for that. We're here to have some fun. And that shit, it's like a real gangster party, man. That's what you call a gangster party. It was just a great fucking time. And a little ass spot in Long Beach, it was so crazy. I got it on tape and everything. It was just a trip. But it was good to see, because I think that's where we're at. I think a lot of, you know, people are trying to move forward with some music, you know what I'm saying? Like, a good example is like Dro. Dro is from Jordan Down Projects, and Jet Rock is from the Nickerson Garden Project. You know what I mean? And you know, they've had their situations over in Watts, you know what I'm saying, on both sides. You know what I mean? You talk about two different sides. But I never hear Dro say shit about J-Rock fucked up, and I never hear J-Rock say shit about Dro fucked up. Or any kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
I like that nigga. That nigga, yeah, he's like, man, that nigga tight, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, that nigga dope. He's a shit. It's all about Watts. You know what I mean? And that's kind of cool. I like that. You know what I mean? I like that the newer guys are starting to get to a point of, like, separating that. Like, we don't need to do all that, dog. Let's make some good music, though. How about going on tour together? How about let's all blow up? Let's all go on tour and go get some money and have some fucking fun, man. And come back and, you know, take care of our kids and shit and our families, man, and change people's lives around. And that's what I think the important issue is with the West Coast and the West Coast music. You know what I mean? I think the music is there. The unity has to be highlighted more. And the support needs to be there more on the radio end, too. You know what I mean? Like, real support. Like, not just the player nigga shit. I'm talking about, like, be with it. You know what I mean? Don't just fall victim to just everybody else's shit. I love the South. You know what I mean? Great music. They doing their thing. But I'm going West first. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's West first. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? It's West first. And then I'll listen to that.
You know? Right.
That shit don't relate to me out here like that. It just don't relate. It's nice, fun dance music, but we on some other shit on the West Coast. We're on some hip hop shit too. You know what I mean? So
I feel you.
I'm always gonna be supporting what I do, which is West Side Radio on the West Coast, as long as people are supporting me.
Right. So which records that dropped this year did you like the most?
You mean West Coast music?
No, in general.
I enjoyed Kanye's album. I enjoyed 50 Cent's album. I like Common's album a lot. Let me see. You know, I like the documentary a lot too. I wasn't mad at that record. I actually bought that record like 3 times.
Which one?
The documentary.
Oh, that.
I mean, excuse me. The Doctor's Apple.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I actually bought that like 3 times. I like Jay-Z's album too. You know, that came out around the same time. You know, I dug that. I think what else, man? I've been listening to so much different. You know. I just been listening to so much different
shit. What about the UGK album?
actually haven't heard that record.
Oh, it's dope. You should check it out.
Yeah, I need to get that. I haven't got my hands on that one.
What about Dub C?
That's another one. I'm actually going to go buy that. I just haven't had time to go to the store. I actually was there yesterday, but I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
But I heard that. I heard it's good, though. I heard it's really good. Like, on the street. On the street, like some... When I was in the Jordan-Down Projects, the motherfuckers were telling me in there, man, that shit hard as a motherfucker. So, you know, I got to go pick that up and see what that's about.
Okay, man, and you know, as a last question, you know, what are your expectations for Detox?
My expectations for Detox are, well, you know, when I seen Dr. Dre come out the MTV Awards, you know, he looked healthy. I mean, he looked like he's working it out.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a good entrance into the Detox, you know what I mean? Because that's what I got from it. I said, wow, this guy is Detox. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like, I think like, in a weird way, I'm going to tell you, when I seen that about Dr. Dre, it made me feel good, you know, because I'm 38, he's probably 40-something, you know what I mean? He's always a little older than me, so he's always looks phenomenal. And I just thought that was a good way to promote healthiness,
right,
you know, amongst kids and things like that. And those are the things that I mean by when people don't highlight. They won't highlight that. They'll only highlight if Dr. Dre's got a gun on the cover. You see what I'm saying? It's like they don't do the West like that. They do us wrong. And then when other motherfuckers start to do it, then it's going to be their idea or whatever. But I thought it was just a real good, I just thought, you know, I said, why not good for Dr. Dre, man? You know, when he puts that record out, I'm sure he's going to look very healthy and very detoxed.
Right.
That inspires a lot of people to try to change their habits around that have been probably smoking weed for a long time or doing this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, man, I need a time for the detox. You know what I mean? So musically, I know it's going to be crazy because that's just what he does, especially when he takes his time on it. You know what I mean? That's just what he does. So, you know, whatever Dr. Dre does, he's guaranteed a sale at least two or three from me, because I've bought at least his albums three or four times after I scratch one or fuck something off, whatever. I always go buy that shit again. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear it, and I know it's going to be phenomenal.
Okay, well, and what do you think about Snoop's upcoming album, Ego Trippin'?
You know, I'm always down with Snoop because, you know, Snoop is one thing we didn't touch on that I want to just get in at the end is, like, when we were talking about DJs earlier, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's also responsibility that goes on to the artist side.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that, like, I told Snoop before, you know, he wanted to have a meeting with the artists and me round up the DJs and have us like a closed room discussion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I, because I told him, I said, hey man, you know, you can't blame them, because like I said, when I do what I do, I put pressure on all them guys. I put pressure to say, y'all ain't doing that. You know what I mean? It's standing out now. This shit's like, y'all motherfuckers, man. So it puts them in a bad space. You know what I mean? And I don't try to do that to put them in a bad space. But I think that also the artists don't understand that DJs, they have to go by certain rules too. And they don't have much power and freedom to do what they're going to do. But on the other end, it's also the artist's responsibility to support the DJs. Because if you look back in the history, like let me give you an example. Like, if you look back in history of records,
right,
of hip-hop, of West Coast hip-hop, you'd think my name would have been mentioned 50 times.
Right.
But you really never hear my name, ever. Like, you might hear Games, like on Games' first album, I loved that first album, but the only problem I had with it, I was like, why you shouting out them New York DJs, dog? That's cool and everything, like, they already blown up. Why don't you shout us out? Why don't you shout out some real niggas like Joe Cooley and M-Walk and Jammin' Gemini and Tony G and Julio G and the motherfuckers that are the ones that created this for all y'all. The guy you got tattooed on your arm, I broke his record. It's like, homie, come on, man. But they don't, the only person that came through is actually Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg always makes sure that I get on his album and do some kind of skit, because he knows that blows me up around the world to people, like Julio G.
Right.
This is my nigga right here. This is my, you know what I mean? So he understands, like, I have to give you some love, dog, because I'm a big artist. And you've helped me and all my artists to help them get big. You know what I'm saying? So why wouldn't you just put me on the record and let me get 30 seconds off so I can say my name and do a little skit for you and have some fun and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's something I gotta say about Snoop too, man. That's out of all the big artists, he's always been looking out. Like, he put me on that Big Squeeze, and he always been supporting us, even though he don't have to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know what I mean? And I need it. You know, I love him for that. You know, Dr. Dre also, I give him his. Like, inside of the Dr. Dre 2001, I'm the only actual DJ in the picture, in the collage of pictures. You know what I mean? That was a big thing for me. You know what I mean? 10 million records sold on that shit. It's like, you know what I mean? It's just nice, you know what I mean? Like, you need that. And I think that artists out here, they complain a little bit about the DJs, but then you gotta ask, so what are you doing for them? Like, what are you doing for them, dog? I mean, are you just calling out niggas just to get your shit played so you can come up? Or are you calling a motherfucker saying, what can I do for you, man? You know what I mean? Help me out, and what can I do for you? You know what I'm saying? Because see, the East Coast and down South motherfuckers, that's how they get down. That's how they come to me. You know, I get more, you know, that question is given to me and asked more by East Coast artists and down South artists than any West artists.
Right.
That I can tell you straight out. And that's not to diss anybody from the West. That's kind of wake artists up. You know what I mean? When you come to a DJ, man, you got to say, what can I do for you, man? You know what I'm saying? And if it's like nothing right now, like, it's nothing right now, but I'm going to hold that in my pocket because I'm going to need you eventually to do something for me. If I help you get to a certain place and I blow your shit up, I may need you to help me on my shit. So it should not be a problem, and that's what I think a little bit has to do with why we're having a kind of a miscommunication when it comes to the artists and the DJs. You know, and it ain't always necessarily about money or money under the table or payola or anything like that. It's just like I said, I may be doing a record and be like, hey, my nigga, get on this record, you know what I mean, for me. I got you. You know what I'm saying? No problem. You know what I mean? It works both ways. I support you, you support me, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? That's what I'd like to hear more West Coast artists do, is shout the DJs out a little bit more on records and put their names out there a little bit more, because, you know, we all need the promotion too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's why New York cats is driving, you know, Benzos and shit out there, man. And, you know what I mean, doing it big, because they do that with each other. How many times you heard Funkmaster Flex name in a record? How many times you heard Kid Capri's name in records over the years? How many times have you heard, you know what I mean, Doo-Wop and this dude and Woo Kid and Clue and all those guys? The reason you know their names is because niggas rap their names in some songs that you've heard out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, but then you listen to L.A. records and it's just blank. It's like they saying everything about L.A. except the DJs. Like they don't exist. And then they come to you and be like, hey, man, oh, you ain't showing me no love. Oh, really? Where's your love? I've asked a few artists that, hey, dog, well, shit, man, well, how many times you say my name in a record? Oh, well, what? You ain't got a story about me, motherfucker? I was doing it before you. You came up on me, you were a little kid listening to me. I inspired you, man. You can't even say my name. You can't say Julio G something. You know what I mean? Damn, dog, you know what I mean? And they catch themselves like, damn, he's right. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even think about that. And that's what I mean. The artist got to find the DJ halfway. And the DJ got his job to do too. Or the West Coast artist and meet him halfway also, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I feel you. You know, I appreciate your time, man. Is there anything else you'd like to let everybody know?
Man, what else? Let me think. Man, just go get that album, man. Support the West Side Radio, because it's not just about record sales, but it's also about a statement, and I just need people... Whoever has appreciated my work, or anybody that you know what I mean, just understands and sees the bigger picture of what I've done, please go support that record, because it's a hell of a statement to make, and I think we need to start something, because the West, you know, people, you know, I was reading some blogs yesterday, and just motherfuckers be talking shit about us, man, like, we're just out, and we're just done. We're, you know what I mean? That should be hurting my feelings, like, done? Man, come on, man. Man, this man, y'all motherfuckers don't know, man. That's why it needs to be more support out here. So I just hope that people enjoy the West Side Radio album, and I got more to come. And you know, just go out and support it.